serious platform for independent artists and a forum for people to express ideas not present in the mainstream media. Summer 2002, CJSF receives a license from the Canadian Radio Telecommunications Commission to broadcast over the FM airwaves. February 13th, 2003, 7 p.m. CJSF goes on air at 90.1 FM, and we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
We praise in the Lord. Hey. Here we go. The army is gathering in the choir stand. Is how I start the service. I gotta act confident even though I'm really nervous. Lord Jesus, give me a song to change the atmosphere. Use me as a vessel to change the devil out of here. In the choir, said baby. Yes, it is. Anybody still singing the choir? Where you at, choir members? God bless you. Oh, yeah. Praise.
Nomad, wireless, Conan, gonads, big as a cyber truck, designed not to give a fuck. Punk that beat up, like what happens when punks jump up, up, jump the boogie to the bang, bang, boogie, far side, no rookie, book me, so showed out. We showed up and showed out, no doubt, even all the merch sold out, don't compare us to none. I am Imani Sagittarius 71, all the way live in the party, dim my night hardly, I might control them, shoulda told them I'm a menace for serotonin, a fiend for dopamine, know what I mean, slick and clean, lean, mean, dancing machine, in the green room, blazing green, she just trying to be seen, brand new BBL and jeans, can hardly breathe, stand off. Hands off, mask off, mash off. Triple tray, last man standing, blast off. It all happens under the stars and bright lights, high as a satellite. Get the name right. P to the H A R C Y to the D to the E. First to get here, last to leave. For it to happen, you gotta believe, you gotta breathe. Fast break with the three man weave. Imani, Fat Lip, and Slim Kid 3. Buy some merch, please, before you leave. Align with the divine. Lift all the brown bush behind. One of the finest at the far side lives where you can find us. Cancel these with a cherry on top, please. We can't get stop free.
Prowling like my black cat crawling through the nightlife. Looking like a sci-fi. Tenders want my Wi-Fi. My nigga give me high fives. I'm only here for nine lives. So I'ma live my life like there ain't no tomorrow. I don't beg, I don't borrow. I don't steal, I keep it real. I'm from a land with my band. With it steel, sharp and steel. Making plans, we advance. Give a f*** how you feel. See the haters gon' hate. This ain't run of the mill. Steel waters run deeply. This didn't come easy. Non-believers pay a steep fee. Trying to deceive me. Move over, nigga. Beep, beep. A lane was the strangest. Mercury gave us sweet feet. Averting the dangers. Hang on, if you're sweet on me. I've been through some changes. Otherwise, them pretty eyes and bitch. You came with high focus on the goalpost. Trophy so close that you can taste it. Can't replace it, nigga. Doing the most.
Catch me on the downslide, downslide, downslide. I'll be heading up in the wild, I'm chilling low key. Catch me on the downslide, downslide, downslide. I'll be heading up in the wild, I'm chilling low key. Catch me on the downslide, downslide, downslide. I'll be heading up in the wild, I'm chilling low key. I'll be heading up in the wild, I'm chilling low key. I'll be heading up in the wild, I'm chilling low key.
Scared of water. They hate about the rain. I keep safe 100 and don't forget the change. Got these things mad at me like diamond tattoos, so they change. With your brain on your stomach, now you look like rain. I still scorn y'all niggas been warned. So it's time to raise the stakes like reading cattle on the burn. I'm the opposite of porn flex, not to be fucked with. But like I got a death wish, the murder rate uptick. I'm upset, you love sick. Niggas off his upkicks. I do it for the love of this. You do it on some other shit. Then tear it down like gentrify the projects. Rockin' shit. Identify and flying objects. The best way to describe me. I eat them up like kimchi. Got on a great bread free. Recipes to Pepsi. And got the right to dance with me with two left feet. It's like rockin' jet ski through lava and Waikiki. So bring it back and repeat. I make them look like DCs. They all rockin' brown like they ain't got no DC. I run the road. BB. It's like I got a cheat sheet. Cause I got the answers and the questions with me.
Catch me on the downslide, downslide, downslide. Yeah. I'll be heading up in the wild, I'm chilling low key.
True sad shit, you know? My nigga born on Bruce Lee Day. It's Wolf time, you know? Fearless.
Buckshots like I'm beady-eyed. The butcher coming. Ghost too.
Coming, me too.
That is more Bonnie's than Sweeney Todd. May you beat the case like you Johnny Depp. Your PNVs, Imani sweats. Flow is like water if you ain't see a tsunami yet. Buffalo to Yonkers, the hammer is in a tiny vet. Money in a Mack truck, yeah. Niggas ain't lying yet.
Too big for my city, you know, so it's only fair that I grow from there.
Cause you came for the polar bear in a folding chair. Brick of bad dope, just dirty weight. I'm cooking back. So it's only right. I left the 38 and took the X. Consecutive wins. Fuck with y'all, can never be friends. My hoes be ebony skin and give me head in the bins. Fresh from Paris, I'm a new whips and extra carrots. Smoking, playing old Biggie, trying to catch the spirit.
You know that.
You know who's coming. Yeah, the butcher nigga. And he came with style for the pushing niggas. And you know the style, we with the hookers, nigga. And you know the style, we with the cookers, nigga. And we let it shine for all the looking niggas. If the plug try to front, let's book the nigga. If the niggas is food, let's cook the niggas. If that weight is well, well, let's hook it, nigga. Benny come from Buffalo, me, I'm from Yonkers. But I still pack a gun that'll knock down a buffalo. Nerd, but I turn into Hulk like Mark Ruffalo. Don't wrestle, but I'm fly like I'm off for the turn buckalo. Top one, top gun, never did no Maverick shit. All I know, you front in my hood, I'm not having it. Lilac seats in the Porsche, paint lavender. Niggas trying to act like a savage, but yeah, they a scavenger.
This the kid who made it not when my block did 50. Now I got more songs than the locks with Diddy. Y'all niggas sounded confused. It's too late when the gun hammer hit the sound of my jewels. The only sound in the room. They tell me I should be grateful, cause I used to be on fan probation, playing with a bankroll. Monitor on my ankle, I'm tired. So you gotta talk grinding when you talk Benny, nigga, cause me and money don't sleep like New York City. The butcher coming.
You know who's coming.
Yeah, the butcher, nigga.
And he came with style for the pushing niggas. And you know the style, we with the hookers, nigga. And you know the style, we with the cookers, nigga. And we let it shine for all the looking niggas. If the plug try to front, let's book the nigga. If the niggas is food, let's cook the niggas. If that weight is well, well, let's hook it, nigga. I'm playing Griselda, watching Griselda. Pray for the seeds, murk the elders. I move work, pop off, pick the shells up. We a mile away, but I bet you that you can smell us. We smell like money, and the niggas lighting the L's up. We don't give a fuck if there's nothing that you can tell us. The butcher coming. Butcher ghost, nigga, sandwich from a dead man. Bet you gon' choke, nigga.
They didn't tell you anything except how it hurt that you won. But they don't know I had to play every first by the store. On high alert for the law, watching my block. As soon as they pull up skirt, then I'm gone. You know that word getting tossed. I never speak on your set, or I don't beef on the neck. There's niggas on my team, the judge wanna lethal inject. It's not a secret, you move discreet when you keep getting checks. These niggas mad and wanna be me, so I keep getting threats. The butcher and the ghost, nigga.
You know who's coming,
yeah, the butcher, nigga.
And he came with style for the pushing niggas. And you know the style, we with the hookers, nigga. And you know the style, we with the cookers, nigga. And we let it shine for all the looking niggas. If the plug try to front, let's book the nigga. If the niggas is food, let's cook the niggas. If that weight is well, well, let's hook it, nigga.
Yeah, I don't even want to talk too much.
Yeah, scared of success once my prefrontal cortex develops. Perfectly good opportunities feel like a setup. That's be obbling me, how can I get a leg up? Out in Tribeca, put me to penthouse, cause all of this pressure is pent up. I can't get sucked up in your emotional vortex. On the front lines of my fears, I'm a war vet. Weathering the storms, I don't even wear Gore-Tex. I ain't understand the game, ESPN deportes. Now I understand it a little. You be trying to ride the boat while I'm landing a ship. Typical, I just need to juggle it better. We got the same 24, I'm just hustling better. I'm trying to pop out. The first step is making sure you get stomped out. Sometimes you call the right play, but you run the wrong route. I learn from it, though, that's what it's all about. Youthful tomfoolery, now this is Tom Brown. I jot down how I'm feeling, then I give it to y'all. I made hits while I was hitting the wall, I kept pushing. Couldn't find my way, I kept looking. That's what makes the money sweet, so sweet bread pudding. Yeah, scared of success once my prefrontal cortex develops. Perfectly good opportunities feel like a setup. That's be obbling me, how can I get a leg up? Out in Tribeca, put me to penthouse, cause all of this pressure is can't obsess over the pressure. I press forward from the ashes. My jacket smells like a cigarette smoker. I'm dead sober, that's when I feel alive the most. Lyrics tatted on people like they were Bible quotes. Winding roads got me woozy. I need some, yeah, I sell self-help books. The Maybach is roomy. I lose sleep from ruminating and fear-mongering. By all the tears stopping, now my tears are just watering the roots of new love. Pursue a re-entry. I need some time with myself, I just met me. I was just hooping right there off of Henry. Balling in London, this show is at Wembley. I'm doing me and I don't
care who gets me. I don't need some baddies to tell me I'm sexy.
I don't need heroes to call and befriend me. I'm on some f- everybody except me. Yeah. Scared of success once my prefrontal cortex develops. Perfectly good opportunities feel like a setup. That's be obbling me. How can I get a leg up? Out in Tribeca, put me to penthouse, cause all of this pressure is pent up. I've been in my head like damn, shaking my head like damn, damn, damn. What's it gonna end? Goddamn, hit my head like wham, wham, wham. I've been in my head like damn, shaking my head like damn, damn, damn. Oh. Yeah, scared of success once my prefrontal cortex develops. Perfectly good opportunities feel like a setup. Diabling me, how can I get a leg up? Out in Tribeca, put me to penthouse, cause all of this pressure is pent up. Yeah, scared of success once my prefrontal cortex develops. Perfectly good opportunities feel like a setup. That's diabling me, how can I get a leg up? Out in Tribeca, put me to penthouse, cause all of this pressure is pent up. Damn.
One Order Radio, 6 o'clock blitz.
Yo, it's the fire. It's a pressure cook up in here. You know, we got some oxtail in the pot, and we need it like in 30 minutes, you know? We got the pressure cooker going on up in here, you know? Like
Digi
I said,
wasn't eating oxtail, man. I don't eat oxtail.
You don't eat oxtail?
No, I do not.
Man, I know it's the oxtail, but...
I don't eat nothing's tail, man. I don't eat tail, bro.
You know, the oxtail. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, well, anyway, you know, everybody, yo, gets heated sometimes, you know. People got their views and stuff like that, you know. But we're going to get back on track here, you know. We're just trying to say, you know, what was Canada? What does it mean to you? You know, the rundown, who do you accept as Canadian? Do you have to be born here in order to be Canadian? And, you know, if you come here when you're very young, you know, and you've lived here for umpteen years, you know, do you... Does it like leak into your pores somehow? You know what I'm saying?
Well, it's the great, it's the American dream, man. Like whether it's in Canada or America, right? It's that American dream, and you know, like I do agree with what Digi said. You know, in the sense of there's people around the world that don't have as much material as we have in this place, right? But they're happy. You know what I mean? So it goes to show that, you know, it's not about the material. And obviously, people come here for. You know, a new life and whatnot, right? But at the same time, you know, the grass is only greener when you don't take care of your own. You know what I'm saying? And that's something that somebody told me one, you know, a while back.
Okay, well, I'll tell you, because my family moved here. They didn't tell me. Factually, my family moved here. My father moved here from St. Vincent before my birth in the 70s. His brother married a Vinci girl, brought her up here, brought his brother up. My mother was brought up by her sister. They first lived in Calgary. They met in the Caribbean community of Vancouver, BC, a very small community where I also know Guilty Black from. They married. I was born. We lived in our home in Polecompton. They worked hard. They made $2, $3, $4 an hour. That was the pay in those days. They paid for their house. Early, because in them days, houses cost $70,000, $100,000 for 13 bedrooms. Nowadays, crazy, right? Crazy, right? Crazy. Because things weren't like this then. And we were still building Canada, okay? But here's the thing we don't want to talk about, okay? Here's what we don't want to talk about. And I'm going to talk about it because, yeah, people do get heated. Because I don't like dancing around the situations, right? So let me keep it real with you, okay? This world is about money. This world is all about money. Now, where the money's held, who holds the money, this is the key. Now, if we were supreme before, if we were the leaders and we're the original man, we no longer have these riches. Now, we own the land, and we were talking about that when the white man stole the black people's land, right? But again, digital, the fair and wise one was speaking on that because I don't feel it's fair to kick out these white people. There are people who grew up and got this land that was taken from the black people before. They don't know about that. They didn't take it from them, right? That's where they were born.
What are we talking about?
I'm talking about the South African thing you guys were talking about earlier. You can't. They are refugees, bro. No, they don't. They don't. They stole the land in the first place. It is not right to treat them horribly because we were treated horribly. And we always let people, we let people apologize for everything. We let them apologize for calling us N-bombs. They can apologize for messing with our kids. And I'm talking about here. I'm not talking about let's use Jamaica because I have locks. I'm a Jamaican. So in Jamaica, I don't think the kids are going to school and getting beat up by white kids. I don't think the Asian kids are calling the black kids N's in Jamaica. I don't think so. I think they go to school with people that look like them. And then when these other ones come around, they got to show respect because that's where they're at. Now here, my class, look, I told you today, Guilty, there was an incident at my son's school. He's 7 years old. They had a racial incident. They sent out a newsletter for this. Like, it's a big deal. I'm saying, my son's 7. Is he really going to school and their kids, you know, really focus on N-bombing my 7-year-old? And where are they learning that from? And I'll tell you, that school is not a white school. That school is full of Asians. Many Asians.
So what are you saying to me?
I'm saying a lot of people use the N-word.
Well, it's everywhere, right?
Sure.
And especially with the music, right? I'm sure a lot of cultures, right? They do when we're not around, right? You know, right? And it, you know, it has a lot to do.
Okay, well, that's not a word. The Asians didn't make that word. That comes from the white guy when they were treating us like crap years back.
Does that really come from the white man?
Well, dude, you want to...
Right? You know what I'm saying? Right?
Who cares? Like, that's not the point. It's the white people that call us that. Now, I'm shocked.
It's not just the white people.
No, not anymore. You're right, because like you were saying, and the Korean guy, was he Korean, you said? Who doesn't feel Canadian because of how he gets treated and feels. If he doesn't feel Canadian, that's on him. He's probably a landed immigrant. He probably had to take the vows and the thing. He's Canadian. Okay? Now, if he doesn't feel Canadian because other people make him feel that way, that's a him problem. I am Canadian. Nobody's going to tell me I'm Jamaican. Nobody's going to tell me I'm a New York citizen because I like hip-hop. Nobody's going to tell me I'm East Indian because I like Bangra. Like, you can like what you want. You can do what you want. You can be what you want. You can be a you know what it is. You can be whomever, whatever you want in this place, man.
Do you know a lot of people, especially in the West Indies, they didn't even know what the N-word was till they came to North America?
Of course. How would they know that?
Right. So I mean, it's all about culture, right? And we have to be worldly within this, right? You know what I mean? And sometimes you can't get
N-word is not culture, bro. That's when you come to North America and you deal with these people.
Well, it depends. It depends if that word means something to you. If somebody calls you something and you think that's who you are, well, obviously it's gonna affect you. If you know what that word means and that doesn't mean nothing to me, and you can say whatever you want, right? Is it gonna affect you that way?
Again, an earlier conversation of the day between you and I. Again, we spoke on this, bro. I am not with people saying that. It doesn't bother me. Right?
I see that. I see you.
It doesn't bother me that they do it. But when they come across with that arrogance to say that, I'm going to let them know that, just as Canadian as you, Virgin, or the one calling me that, that's not even a Canadian. You can't get away with that with me. Maybe on somebody else to let you slide because, it doesn't mean anything. Well, I'm going to make you remember why you shouldn't say it. Oh, and that's the lesson learned from fucking.
Well, somebody's going to teach somebody one day, right?
Well, and Bridget, I've learned the lesson. You know I've been through it, and I don't care. I'm the one who's been through it, seen it, done it, and I can tell you.
I'm sure you're not the only one gone through it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah. Right here in this room, yes, I am the only one that's been through it.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay.
And nobody, you can't tell me different.
Okay.
Okay. Right.
Okay.
Right. Okay. Which is another thing. You know, people can ask questions. People can talk. You know, we can talk. But again, I have a son, 2 sons, and a daughter. I raise children. I'm a father.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
And there's ways my children speak to me. I know they think they're smart. They are smart. But they're not smarter than me. And that's okay. Because they respect the fact that I'm their father. I have a friend. Shout out to Gino out there. I believe he's in his 70s. He's way older than me. Way older than me. I don't overtalk this man. He's not a black man. I don't overtalk him. I listen to him. I learn from him. I learn from him every time I sit and talk to him. And we don't talk about anything specific. But when he speaks, I listen. Because he's my elder. Not my black elder. Not my supreme elder. He's just an elder. Okay? I talk to the native elders. I talk to the brown elders. I show respect to my elders. So like I say, I made it this far, brethren. Nobody can take that from me. They've tried. They've tried to take that from me. You both know that. Okay? I'm not here for anybody to step on. Wise Digi knows how to be nice to people. He knows how to treat them. But if you disrespect, it is what it is, Doc. I'm going to tell you about yourself when you drop the N-bomb on me. I will.
Okay. All right. That's good to know. So what else is going on in the world, my man? I mean, really, though. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, yes, we get your stance and the N-word and stuff, man. Like, you know what I mean? To me, it's just like, yo, man, you know, like, what are you going to do? Wrap yourself up in emotion over some word that somebody said just to get you off track? You know what I'm saying? Right? Like, it's all how you perceive it and how you take it, right? And I see, yes, you've made your point. Nobody can say that to you, right? And I understand that. Anyway, hard body, my man. What's going on, my big dog? And you know what? Hold on. Before I go anywhere, you can, because you're an elder, okay? Because you're an elder, does it make it right if an elder is telling you to do something that's wrong? You're going to listen to him just because he's your elder, but he's telling you to do something wrong.
I don't listen to my parents, man.
I never said your parents. I said elder.
My parents are my elders. You know I don't listen to my parents.
I never said just your parents.
They're Christians.
I'm talking about a elder. And you can learn something from somebody who's multiple ages, like 5 years old. 14 years old, 15 years old. You can learn things just because you're older. But, like, I don't understand the whole concept of, I understand the respect concept, right? Of,
100%.
Of your elders. That's just the way I was raised, right? That's part
Same
of the,
here.
That's part of the culture.
Same here, bro.
Right, but if you're older and you disrespect me, there's a point that I'm going to lash out, too. Right?
100%.
Just because you're older and you want to tell me all about myself, well, you're going to hear about yourself, too. Right? And just because you're older than me doesn't mean that you can't hear about yourself, right? But anyway.
Well, I mean, I had a conversation with my grandmother today, right? She's 80. She's 81 years old, right? She's teaching me something. I'm teaching her something, right? And she says, grandson, I didn't know that. Thank you for teaching me something today, right? Something about the brain, you know what I'm saying? Because she can still write really well, but sometimes she loses her... You know, her memory is, it's you know.
Spotty?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, trying to find the word, right?
Yeah.
And I started breaking down, like, the science behind the hippocampus and, you know, different exercises that you can do to help to sustain your memory. You know what I mean? And it's like, look, man, it doesn't matter, man. Knowledge is infinite. You can learn from anything, anybody. It doesn't matter the age. Does not matter. You can learn anything at any time, right? You just have to be open to listen to that, right?
Sure gotta be open to listening. Listening.
Yeah.
Listening.
But that's the thing, right? Everyone has their views, right?
I probably listen more than others since I don't have my physical sight. I probably hear more than most people.
I'll give you that one. I'll give you that one. You know, I'll give you that one.
Like, at the end of the day, it's like, look, man, all because someone's older doesn't mean anything, man.
Are you trying to get around what we were just talking about earlier? Because, again, brother, you know, you want to make it about something else, bro. I just told you. I asked you not to speak to me a certain way, dog, and you want to make it about or what? There's no or what, Bridget. The kindness is asking you please not to talk to me like that. It's an accountability thing, bro. So like I had an issue with a friend the other day. I said, yo, you can apologize to me. I'll wait for your apology. And you know, I got a stupid apology that wasn't good enough for me. So you know, I'm not paying attention. I'm not vexed. I'm not angry. But I want my apology. Now they may not understand what they did. They just like the people didn't understand they were disrespecting the guy with no socks. They didn't understand. But he was being disrespected. I was able to see that. Where others couldn't see because they were ignorant. Okay? So, like I said, if somebody tells you, hey, man, you hurt my feelings. You can't say, no, I didn't. No, you might have hurt somebody's feelings. And you know what you say? You know what? If you don't feel you did, the least you can say is, you know what? I didn't realize what I said hurt your feelings. My bad. I apologize for hurting your feelings. And I don't think that's too much to ask.
Oh, I could agree with that.
I don't